What up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared with the Retro Insider, and you're tuned in to the Retro Insider podcast show brought to you by theretroinsider.com. Now, as always, let me say thank you for checking out the content and a big shout out to all you new and returning listeners. Now, today happens to be Friday, August 23rd. As you probably know, it's release day for the Air Jordan 12 FIBAs. If you don't know about that shoe, listen to the last episode. We went over it, and I briefly touched on why it was important for you or me, whoever who's trying to get in the resale game, to try to sell shoes, the GRs. Not only can you make a little bit of profit on these shoes, but it helps you run up your accounts with Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs, so you can get more limited sneakers, right? So in today's segment, that's kind of what we'll be discussing, kind of my method behind selling these GR shoes that generally don't make money, but there are ways that you can at least break even on these shoes, and in the process, more importantly, run up your accounts so you can increase your chances of reserving limited sneakers like the ones that we'll be releasing next weekend. The Air Jordan 1 High OG Obsidians, the UNCs, those will be shoes that I'm trying to get a lot of pairs of. So, of course, these FIBAs would help me do that. Now, just to kind of let you know, I do sell sneakers on GOAT early. Anytime we have a GR and I'm trying to, you know, sell and break even on these shoes, GOAT is the place to go. Not only does GOAT give you usually higher prices, sale prices than StockX, but they also give you an additional day to ship your shoes. Now, I know in some cases, StockX give you a couple extra days if the shoe isn't released. I don't know the details on that exactly, so I don't even try. Plus, the prices aren't right. But as far as GOAT, I know for a fact you get 3 days. So, for this particular release, with it being on a Friday, I think the 3-day limit was actually on a Tuesday afternoon. So, if you can start selling or trying to put up listings to sell the unreleased shoes on like the fourth day, the afternoon before the release, you'll be good to be able to ship that shoe out on release day. That would be the absolute latest that you could ship that shoe out. So I hope this is all making sense, but just to kind of let you know, yes, on Tuesday afternoon, I put listings up to sell the FIBA 12s, and I was able to successfully sell 5 sneakers for about, I think the $230 is the price, right? So after fees, that's around $203, $205. And with being able to use coupons on these FIBAs that cost $190, I should be able to make about $10 to $15 profit on each shoe. Now, that's not a lot of money as far as profit-wise, but as I stated earlier, altogether, I'll be increasing my accounts by well over $800. Now, in my particular case, what I'm trying to focus on is my Foot Locker account. It's kind of one of the lower numbers. So I'm going to try to buy every last one of these 5 pairs at Foot Locker, so I can increase that Foot Locker account from, I think, $1,500 to about $2,300, I think, is where we're going to be at if my plan works out correctly. So I can buy every shoe at a different Foot Locker, and every time I'm increasing my account by $175 until I get up to like $23. So that'll put me in good position for next week for these UNC Jordan 1 High OGs. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to go over that method and that process with you guys. Hopefully it all makes sense. But of course, if you have any questions, in the show's description, there is a link where you can send us a 60-second voice message with any questions you have as far as this resale process. And if you have any suggestions, if I misspoke, you can always correct me. I love to hear back from you guys, interact with you guys regarding these sneakers and this process. It is a hustle. It is a grind. And the more we can share information, the better we'll all be. But all of my information that I'm going to be sharing is something that I've tried out personally. This isn't just hearsay. This is real life experience I'm giving you guys. So hopefully you enjoy it. But this is all I have for you today. Hope you're having a great rest of your week. Hope you have a great weekend as well. Hopefully you got to snag the shoe that you want. But anyways, this is your boy Jared signing out with the Retro Insider. As always, stay humble and proceed.